This is about freedom, ultimately, whether you want to live in a society that embraces innovation and free speech and freedom or not. And I'm certainly glad to live in a country that does that.
The New York State Department of Financial Services just concluded a two-day fact-finding hearing on how to regulate Bitcoin and other virtual cryptocurrencies. The big questions on the table were, should New York State have a role in overseeing the use of virtual currencies, or do existing federal regulations suffice?
Right now, the regulation of virtual currency industry is still akin to a virtual Wild West. That lack of regulation, however, is simply not tenable for the long term.
Let's just understand what we're trying to do with Bitcoin. We're trying to create a world where transactions can move globally for free, okay? And making these companies hire, you know, some outsourced compliance firm is a bad idea.
For regulators, the biggest concern is that Bitcoin will be used to facilitate narco trafficking and other illegal activities. One day before the hearing started, Charlie Schrem, a major figure in the Bitcoin community, was arrested on charges of using cryptocurrency to launder money. The Winklevoss brothers, who appeared at the hearings, were major investors in Schrem's firm.
Legal action that we saw yesterday underscores how critically important it is that we put in place guardrails for this industry to help root out money laundering and other misconduct.
It seems like the system is working.
Your law enforcement did a fantastic job using existing regulations and their capacity and their capabilities to find out the people behind it. And they shut it down.
Are you saying, though, that it couldn't happen again today?
My point is that, you know, you're asking how can we control this? And my answer is it appears to have been controlled.
At a later session, two top law enforcement officials directly involved in these money laundering cases expressed the opposite view.
I don't think the fact that we have made significant cases and arrests in this arena means that it's all under control. It's not.
Yes, there have been significant cases. But these cases like Silk Road and Liberty Reserve, there were hundreds of people engaged in criminal conduct dealing with these entities and dealing in virtual currencies. They have not all been arrested.
What sorts of rules are needed to help combat money laundering that don't already exist on the federal level? The participants offered few specifics. Overall, Bitcoin investors expressed hope that new regulations will be written broadly enough that they don't halt innovation or drive the industry abroad.
Over time, the regulators are going to have to come up with a way to treat Bitcoin that is balanced and thoughtful, but also recognize that this is a global phenomenon. The companies are going to get created. Jobs are going to get created. Innovation is going to happen. We've got to figure out a way to do it in a balanced way so that it happens here in the U.S. and hopefully here in New York.
Bitcoin allows the duopolistic incumbents. It challenges them, and I think that's very healthy. I think that's very American, and I think that's what we should all be striving for.